All right, folks, welcome to the CCT review plenary call. I guess I don't have control over these slides. Do you want to bring up the agenda, whoever's controlling the slides? I don't know who that is.
Do you see it, Jonathan?
Yeah, I just see the I just see someone has shared their plenary call slides PDF. Oh, there it is now. It just came up now.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, so I guess this question is still relevant. Is there anyone that's on the phone that isn't here in Zoom? And has anyone had an update to their statement of interest? All right, excellent. Jordan, are you ready to talk about recommendation five?
That's the only thing people have had more than a few minutes to look at, so.
Your voice is very, very dim, Jordan.
Is that any better?
Much better.
Huh. Weird. Okay. So for recommendation five, I think the extent of the changes which I sent out earlier in the week are the restructuring of one sentence. Laureen had flagged, there's a sentence that talked about markers of competition, and it wasn't really clear what that meant. And so I revised that sentence to talk about how some parking may result in some TLDs being less vibrant competitors. I don't know if that's more helpful, but that was really the only change. Other than that, I just adopted all the changes from the previous time we discussed recommendation five, because there hadn't been any other suggestions related to those those previous edits.
So does anybody have any questions for Jordan, or are we ready to
Jordan, I don't have any question, but just wanted to raise that you have a remote control right now, so if you want to show a bit more in detail the modifications you made, you must be able to do so.
Ooh, I have no idea how to do anything. Let's see.
Along the bottom of the screen, if you bring your mouse down, a toolbar appears on the bottom of the screen, and one of the options is to share your screen.
Well, apparently I'm controlling Jean-Baptiste's screen, but I have no idea how.
Correct.
To do it. But I literally can't see anything that would allow me to do anything on your screen, unfortunately, Jean-Baptiste, so moderate use. I just see like a big white and gray something.
That's what we all see.
Yeah. So I don't know how to... Ooh, now I see something different. That's better. Let's see if I can scroll down.
Okay.
Ooh, there we go. All right.
You can? Okay, perfect.
The white and gray thing was not that useful, but this seems better.
Yeah, sorry about that. It seems new, but before I could just share a document and it would appear on screen, but I see that now I need to click something so that you all can see. So sorry about that.
All right, let me find this sentence that I have changed. That's not it. Did I not redline it? Let's look for the word. Can't search. Hold on, let me figure out where it is. We're all experience the joys of new tools.
What is the text you're looking for, Jordan?
I don't remember. I'm just trying to find it on my side. It says something about vibrant competition or something like that. Taking a cursory stand. Where is this? It's right before the geographic part. Yeah. Huh. So I guess it's not showing the red line here. That's too bad. Can I highlight? In any case, it is this last sentence of this middle paragraph showing on the screen. Again, it starts, again, we are not certain of the impact of park domains on market rivalry. Yeah, that one. That looks weird. But anyways, that's the only sentence that changed. That used to say something different. It used to say, again, we are not certain of the impact of park domains on market rivalry, but if, as hypothesized above, park domains are somehow less significant as markers of competition, this is a substantial difference, dot, dot, dot. So we just changed it to be TLDs with a large number of park domains are somehow less vibrant competitors.
Does anyone have any questions? Yeah, that highlighting is not working. Maybe there's a different tool. So is this ready then otherwise?
Is there anything else? I think so. I think we're at the point where the text has changed very little, and I haven't had any other feedback. Oh, look, now you can see the red line. Yeah. That's better. As you can see, this is like a 5-word change, so.
All right, seeing no hands up, I guess I'll ask if there's anybody that objects on the call to this going final. Absent any objection. Oh, is somebody trying to speak? Nope. All right, absent any objection, then we will call this parking paper done. What's next? Oh, has everybody read Wado's recommendation 975 times?
Yeah, recommendation. Yeah, that's true.
In case you missed it, Wado circulated recommendation number 9. Take it away, Wado.
Yeah, I've just connected. Now, Zoom has taken over all my screen. I can't even go back to the document. Just a second. Documentation, there we are. Okay, thank you. You can hear me?
Yes.
Hello. Okay, so basically, recommendation 9 was expanded. I think we may recall that there was a call about a couple of weeks ago that Laureen requested that we include the background text that supports recommendation 9. So the current version that I've circulated today, which once again I apologize for circulating late. It incorporates the background text that comes just before the recommendation 9. And in that background text, we have had a little bit of discussion in our subgroup meeting, and I've just made a couple of edits, not much. I think the first one was a comment that came from the inter public comment of our last report that mentioned something to the on the lines that the assertion that the number of registrations that were defensive was less than had been actually had been feared earlier before the new GTLD program came into operation. The Inter had said that they felt that that assertion did not have empirical backing. So I managed to get some citations from Jordan, and I've now incorporated those ones in the recommendation, in the support text of the recommendation, as it's a footnote number 19, I think on page 3, if I'm not wrong. I think it's page 3, if I'm not wrong. Page 3. Somewhere I recall it's recommendation number, it's a footnote number 19. I can't quite get the page on which it is.
Do you see it on screen, Wado?
It's on the screen. Okay, I was not looking at the screen. I was looking at my original document. Let me go back to the screen. Okay, is that recommendation? Citation number 19? Footnote number 19? Somewhere?
Yes.
Yeah, so I just added it there. Now, I added it in the format that Jordan gave me, so I'm not 100% sure if that's the correct report format that is recommended. In case it is not, then I would request the staff just to maybe to tweak it a little bit and put it in the correct format. But those are the two.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, those are the two kind of citations that support the assertion that what went on before the program came into effect, the fears that were that there will be a lot of defensive registrations was to some extent hyperbole. Then the second change that I made is just a straightforward one. I think there was a reference a possibility of there being further study on blocking, which now I understand is not going to be there. So I have I've deleted that, and I think it is a bit lower down. I can't quite see it. Am I able to scroll this one on the screen?
Yes.
Scrolling? How do I scroll? Okay. I've seen here. Somewhere on the screen, somewhere down there, I've actually just crossed out like a sentence that's referring to the possibilities of a survey or some other further study on blocking. So I've removed that. So basically, that's the only change there is. The text for the recommendation itself is basically just the same since the last plenary call we had. So I've not changed that. Is Lorraine on the call? I think most of the change now was because of her request that we have the supporting background text as part of the recommendation. So I hope when she sees this, it will satisfy her. Thank you.
Well, I'm on the call, Wado. I have to say, and this is for everyone, it's very hard for me when I get things at the last minute, so I accept apologies. Then I also have to respond by saying, I can't weigh in on this in the moment. I'm just too overstretched now with so many other things. So I will be happy to take a look at this and send a written response, but I don't have sufficient time to give this the attention I feel it really needs. And I will respond, but I'm not going to respond on the call right now because I haven't had a chance to read it. But I appreciate the changes, and I will read it and weigh in. And in advance, that's going to be my response for Jordan's changes on the other recommendations. I appreciate the work, and I will read it, but I will not come to rest on it during this call. And I have to say, as a matter of process, I don't think we should be making decisions on substantial changes in the moment on the fly. I think we need sufficient time to consider it. So that's my perspective on this and anything else we receive at the last minute.
Okay, thank you, Laureen. Once again, I apologize for the late submission that I've made on this one. And we look forward to your email comments when they come in, and then we can also incorporate them in the document. Thank you.
Laureen, I'm assuming I shouldn't translate what you just said into an objection over the finalization of the parking paper.
No, that's not an objection to the parking paper. That was a minor change, and okay. I have no problem with that sort of coming to rest. It's only for significant changes that we get at the last minute, not minor changes.
Okay.
So yes, you are correct. I would have spoken up if I objected. Since you know I'm not shy.
it could have been a tough morning. I don't know. All right. So thank you, Wado. Thank you for all the copies of this. I'm sure we'll get a chance to read one of them. And we will. People will respond back. So let's put a pointer in to finalize this on the next plenary call.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And then what's next? Is it, can we get back to the agenda? All right, so this was the recommendation consolidation exercise that, again, we won't come to final rest on the call, but Jordan, if you want to walk us through what you did, just to see if people feel like it's going the right direction, as you said in your email, then take it away.
Yeah, that's actually all I'm trying to get out of this call is, so I spent quite a bit of time editing this in place and trying to preserve the red line. And I decided at some point it was hopeless, but that actually the structure that we tend to use with the rationale and details would, as opposed to putting all the text in the recommendation itself, sort of breaking it up into those components allowed me, I think, to better express the intent of sort of making it clear that like we're supporting multiple different causes with this same registrant survey, and then using the details to sort of clarify exactly all the information that we wanted to collect. So Laureen asked for a red line this morning, and I was like, red line is not going to be helpful because the entire structure of the text has changed as a result of splitting it across the recommendation, rationale, and details format. But I'm hoping, even though it's real time, maybe people can just take a look and see if this makes it a little bit easier to understand that it is a single survey that's being proposed, but in service of multiple different missions. To understand both consumer choice and consumer trust related dynamics. And if we agree that this general structure works, then I think this is definitely rough. I just I went to bed last night sort of frustrated that I hadn't managed to figure this out. And I woke up this morning and I realized that just splitting, you know, rewriting the text entirely was probably more useful. So it would just be great to get a sense check of whether that's helpful. So Jean-Baptiste, I don't know if you can present the revised consolidation.
Yes, just give me a second. Do you see Jordan?
Yes, great, thank you.
And you should have scrolling rights as well.
Great. So as folks can see, now the recommendation just says we should do some registrant surveys. And then in the rationale, we say we need to keep getting information because we're in early days and we need this to get both consumer choice and consumer trust. And then in the details, we say we're trying to do both things, and so we need to ask questions on both topics. For both of them, we need to know which TLDs people visit, which they're familiar with. And for consumer trust, we need information about why they choose some TLDs and whether registration policies matter. And whether their behavior changes depending on what TLD they're visiting. And then for consumer choice, we want to know a bunch of things about, like, are they choosing based on geographic names or IDNs, blah, blah, blah. And then at the very last section, we just have a set of, like, these are the specific types of questions that we want to ask. So I guess the question for members of the review team would be, does this format at least better support the notion of consolidating the consumer choice and consumer trust recommendations into a single one to just make it clear that we're doing one survey, but it's supporting both causes? And then I fully expect that there's more editing that needs to be done since this was written 20 minutes before the call. Jonathan likes it. Great. Any other feedback? And in particular, Laureen, I know we're this is, you've just had a chance to see this morning, but is this more helpful than the other one in understanding why we're consolidating?
I think it is more helpful. And I think what I want to do is go back to where this lives in the text to see how it's going to flow. You know, and I'm thinking about our section on visitation and consumer trust. That for me is the challenge, to see how this will fit within the part of the report, at least where it's going to be living in terms of consumer trust. But I think keeping it at this broad level does address some of the concerns that I had raised, and just in terms of being able to understand it. And I guess the only sort of the nitty-gritty question I would have is whether we lose anything in terms of its efficacy by having the recommendation so general and plopping everything into the details, because if the recommendation is just to conduct more survey, that to me is the most a registrant survey, that to me is the media, you know, the recommendations are the things that everyone focuses on, and I'm not sure if we lose something by putting all the nitty-gritty about what the surveys should contain and the details, well, that somehow gives them less weight. So that is just a preliminary perspective.
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's definitely the case now that the recommendation text is very terse. So there's probably some middle ground between where it was before and where it is now as well. I think this is something we should probably just think about a little bit more broadly, in that I do think we have a pretty high variance in our recommendations as to whether the recommendation is sort of just like a very high level summary versus whether it has many of the details. I think in general, we've been sort of triangulating on a formulation where the recommendations tend to be more terse with more of the stuff in the details. So this is consistent with some other changes we've made as well. But if we think there's important elements of the details that we want to incorporate into the recommendation itself, I don't have any objection to that. I was mostly just trying to break it out to make it clear that there were more, you know, that we had the multiple purposes and so on. And that just seemed easier to do in the rationale and details section than trying to have a bunch of text in the recommendation itself. And secondly, Laurie, and I was just going to say, I had actually planned to try to do that same analysis you were talking about and look at how this relates to the supporting findings. But I just hadn't gotten to that yet as part of, since it took me so long to get the actual consolidation done. So I was also planning on taking a look, as you suggested, how this relates to the findings text for both sections as well. So maybe we can both do that over the next week.
Sounds good.
I have my hand raised, Jordan, but I think my guess is that we aren't used to seeing the screen yet and stuff. I'll just speak up.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
I think generally this is a good way to proceed to do this kind of consolidation. I think some areas that some bolding and things like that in here might help to sectionalize the detail section a little bit more. And if I'm understanding what you and Laureen are saying about where this lives in the text, then it might make sense to make even page references back to findings within this explanatory text and the details, so that it relates back to particular findings. I mean, obviously the findings themselves aren't going to have all of this recommendation text, but so that was the other thing I was thinking, is some sort of references back to the findings might be good as opposed to just general explanation. But I guess finally, I on Laureen's point about the details, I think it's a good question, but at some level, we might be past being as concerned about that. We're not as public comment driven at this point, et cetera. This is going to be handed over to an implementation team that hopefully we can rely on to read the details and not just the top line of the recommendations. So, I mean, it's stuff that's that proximate. It feels like details is a very important part of this, and that just sort of like making the top part longer isn't going to make it any more likely to be read. I think that as people see the top line, it'll help them decide which recommendations they're interested in, and then they'll read the details. But I don't think replacing the top line with the details will solve the problem of people that have a reading quota for the day. So I think that it makes sense to keep it crisp like this and make the details. But that's my reaction to your concern, Laureen, at least in the near term here.
All right, great. Well, so if folks have specific suggestions related to the text, let me know. I'll continue to refine this and take a look back to the finding sections, and as Jonathan points out, maybe make some references in both directions. But sounds like we're generally happier with this as a directionally and structure wise, and so then we can anchor on this and start editing this as opposed to sort of anchoring on the previous text, and then that's mostly what I wanted to get today, whether this was directionally correct or not, because obviously it's still a little rough.
I think it's definitely a directionally correct. Again, just to clarify that part of my opinion.
Great, thanks. All right, so yeah, Jean-Baptiste, I see you have your hand raised now.
Yeah, thank you, Jordan. Just a quick question, and that's not only regarding this, but it's also regarding the recommendation 9, that's what I presented just before. How much time you would like to give to the review team to review these documents and send their input?
So this one's a little bit more complex than 9, I would certainly think. I mean, I'll defer to Jonathan generally, but I would think that we could hope to finalize 9 over the next sort of week or so. This one we might need to give people a little longer, especially since we still need to go and figure out how to integrate this into the other recommendation text. Sorry, the findings text.
So I guess the question becomes, at what point do you want to set people off on reading? Do you want people to try and comment back on what you've done thus far? Or do you want to set a time by which you'll do a more fleshed out version of this and so that people are making more specific comments then?
No, I think getting edits on suggestions for the current text would actually be helpful. And then
set a deadline for those. And you can be working simultaneously on finding references and things like that.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe let's say a week or something like that for getting comments back on this text and this approach. And if people have something that they want to, want something to raise.
Yeah, that seems cool.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jean-Baptiste. All right, what's next?
It will be the success measures on the DNS abuse recommendations A and B.
All right. Drew, take it away.
All right. And I think this would fall into the category of minor revision. So that for everyone who looked at the chapter I circulated about 3 weeks ago, what I circulated Monday is the same exact version of the chapter, except I added the success measures that I had left out of the previous one inadvertently. And so if we could just scroll, do I have scrolling? No. Can I control your screen?
Yes, you can.
Oh, I can. Okay. Oh, here we go.
Can I do it?
Oh, wait. Did I pass it? Here, why don't I have you? I think there's some latency with my scrolling. If you could just scroll up. Oh, actually, perfect. Well, I guess slightly more so we can see the top of recommendation A and then success measure at the bottom. You'll see I just added what success would look like for each of these. And all right. Okay, maybe we'll just do that. All right, so for recommendation A, oh yeah, I forgot about the footnotes taking over the screen. For recommendation A, this was related to the recommendation we have to incentivize contracted parties to adopt proactive anti-abuse measures. And potentially through even financial incentives. And so for the success measure of what success would look like, if you don't mind now scrolling down a tiny bit, I have more registries, even those with open registration policies, will adopt proactive anti-abuse measures such that there is a decrease in the overall rates of technical DNS abuse in their zones. Because our goal at the end of the day was to reduce technical DNS abuse. And in particular, we thought incentives might be a way, incentives for proactive anti-abuse measures might be a way to reduce abuse without instead suggesting that all registries adopt restrictive registration policies, which invariably would reduce abuse, but then we would, you know, have a less open DNS as a result. And so that's how we came up with this recommendation to begin with. And so the success measure attempts to encapsulate what our purported goal was and what we think success would look like. So does anybody have any feedback on that? Does anybody like it? Does anybody hate it? Or have recommendations on how to change it? Okay, Mr. Buchanan has voted and says seems good. Okay, so then we can move on to the next one. And if anyone has any feedback after this, just shoot me an email and we can revise the text accordingly. So next is for recommendation B. Our recommendation was consider directing ICANN.org in its discussions with registrars and registries to negotiate amendments to the registrar accreditation agreement and registry agreements to include provisions aimed at preventing systemic use of specific registrars for technical DNS abuse. And if you don't mind scrolling down to the success measure. And so the success measure for this, I actually did modify this slightly, but not send the latest draft of the success measure. So basically, I cut off part of it per Laureen's suggestion. So the success measure will now read, contractual language is adopted, which empowers ICANN to investigate and engage in enforcement actions against registries and registrars associated with systemic technical abuse, period. So then that's where it would end before I got to my more, I guess, lofty definitions of what success would look like from a policy standpoint, which would be, would be related to this measure, but not necessarily be a success of this, of what we're actually proposing here, the recommendation. So for purposes of this, pretend that the part that begins with such that does not exist. And then let me know what you think of that as a success measure. Okay, if anyone has any feedback on that one too, then just shoot me an email. And then for recommendation C, I added a success measure. And so recommendation C dealt with, of course, providing ongoing data collection to the community to drive data-driven policy with regard to DNS abuse. And the success measure, therefore, is comprehensive, up-to-date technical DNS abuse data is readily available to the community so that problems can be identified and data-driven policy initiatives can be measured for efficacy. Any feedback on that one? Okay, and then recommendation E, even though we haven't finalized who it's going to be directed to, which part of that's now complicated by some of the who is discussions going on. But for recommendation E, I believe I did add a success measure, so we could at least talk about that success measure. And then D is work in progress where David will be working on that one. So no reason to look at D right now. So let's see if memory is serving me correct in this, if I added one in this draft. If not, I have one in another draft. Yes, okay. So E was a really simple recommendation. That's the one where we are recommending that the reseller be made available to the community. So whether it's through Whois or some other form, but so that people can determine with a domain name registration which reseller it's associated with. And so therefore the success measure is it is possible to readily determine the reseller associated with any GTLD registration. Any feedback on that one? All right. Well, then, I guess if anyone has any feedback after this, get back to me before the end of the week. Otherwise, we will adopt those success measures for the three finalized recommendations.
Do you mean tomorrow, Drew, just to clarify?
Oh, yeah. Today's Thursday, isn't it? All right. Yeah. So then by Monday. We'll say by Monday. Okay. Thank you.
Hey, Drew, it's Jordan. I raised my hand, but who knows?
Oh, I'm not seeing hands.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Anyways, so I was just going to backtrack to B for a minute.
Oh, sure.
Because it seems like just like changing the contract for the sake of changing the contract isn't really what we're after. It's actually closer to your aspirational goal, but it seems like what we want to see is an actual decrease in abuse, right? Not just that the contract gets changed. Or so, like, you'd want to see something like there are fewer, you know, like abuse is less concentrated and, you know, there's fewer contracted parties that have high concentrations of abuse or something like that, right? As opposed to just saying you want to have the contract changed for the sake of having the contract changed.
Right. We have that. We want the contract changed with an intent to have a reduction in a specific category of abuse.
Right. So I guess I'm just saying what you'd want to measure is the actual reduction in abuse, not the contractual change. Because it's kind of tautological. Like if you do the contractual change, you'll have done the contractual change, but you won't know whether it did anything useful or not.
Right. But since we're recommending the contractual change, then the success is this contractual change. And then how could we tighten the language? So my first idea was absolutely that, to then go after the bigger goal. But then I think Laureen brought up a good point about the recommendation being focused on the contractual change itself. So what do you think I think you just said it a moment ago. How did you word that?
I mean, I think you would want to see...
So we say such that, so we have the same success measure, and then we say such that there is a reduction. Is that the way
you
word it?
I don't want to, I won't come up with the best language on the fly, so I'm happy to try to think about this offline too. But like something, okay. Like you want to have fewer contracted parties with a significant concentration of abuse, right? Like that's, I think that's what you want.
Yeah, so in an ideal world, there would basically ICANN would have the powers to deal with the types of situations we already saw from the DNS abuse study, and therefore we would no longer see those types of situations anymore with regard to the systemic abuse because the ICANN being empowered by this contractual language.
Right. So maybe, if this works, you would expect one of two things to happen, right? Like either ICANN goes and de-accredits people when they're bad, mm-hmm. or people are afraid and they don't want to get de-accredited, and so they just don't allow it to happen in the first place. But in both cases, it should result in there just shouldn't be contracted parties that have like a lot of abuse in their, you know, in their population of customers.
Right. Okay, yeah, if you have an idea, otherwise I'm going to take another stab at that to try to tighten it from what I had so it's tied still more closely to the scope of our recommendation. but the intended goal of the recommendation. Okay, thank you. And sorry I didn't see any hands. I apparently do not have the right screen up. I can only see the chat.
We're still practicing with Zoom.
Zoom. So if anyone else had hands up, just please start speaking. Or someone who can see the hands, maybe call on them. If you can see them, Jonathan.
I don't see any other hands, Drew. And just for future reference, if you bring your mouse down to the bottom of the main screen, you'll see an icon for participants. If you click on that.
Yeah, so the problem is when you have control of someone's screen, you lose that.
I see. Interesting.
Yeah, so that's where I don't, because I know under normal circumstances how to do that. I don't know when I have control.
All right.
It's too much power.
There aren't any other hands. So folks are going to spend some time absorbing these changes, I guess. And I definitely agree with Jordan that we want to make the success measures about the finding as opposed to the finding being that the contract isn't good. So I look forward to seeing that text.
Well, both are true. So yeah, so we need to make sure it encompasses both.
Any other questions for Drew? Okay. All right, thank you. Jean-Baptiste, do we have anything else on the agenda? Any other
yes.
business?
AOB, yeah.
Do you have some AOB, Jean-Baptiste, or does anyone else?
Just an open question. Has anyone heard from David lately?
I have not, but I can ping him.
Yes, please. Just all right. to have an update on his recommendations.
Okay, will do. All right. If there's nothing else, then thanks for being on the call today, folks. Appreciate it. We're in the final stretch. Gas, last gasp. Let's push through.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.